destination. I am gonna kill Bill.
Okay. I have a guess, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay. You want to text it to me?
No, because I'll be wrong. Anyone else get it?
No.
All right. Someone's going to get this. Call Diamond now. Diamond! Diamond! Make sure she's working in there. Call Diamond now at 800-242-0100. I have just a couple of thoughts.
Okay.
Does anyone have, like, maybe a thought?
I got a creepy vibe. Like a
creepy. We've said that about you for years.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
do have a creepy vibe.
Forget it.
Speaking of creepy vibe, let's talk about Scotty B. Okay, so this story came out, was it Friday?
Yes, he told us Friday.
Yeah. Do you want to tell the story from the very beginning, Scotty? Go ahead.
Sure. So, every morning before I go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, I go into my older daughter's room. I go into both their rooms, and I want to say goodbye. I know they're sleeping, so I either give them a little, you know, pat on the forehead or touch their arm or something, and you know, and I walk out, and that's it.
That's so sweet. That's a very sweet gesture. So
nice. I've been doing it since they were both babies.
Aww.
So, you know, it just continues. And if I don't, sometimes my daughter will be like, Dad, you didn't come in this morning. So I go in every morning. Anyway, last Thursday night, I guess she had friends sleep over, and I did not know. So I went into her room Friday morning, and I just kind of brushed the arm of what I thought was Ashley on the edge of the bed and walked out of the room. Then when I went outside, I saw two cars parked outside. I'm like, oh, my God, there's other people here. And it turns out that the girl that I brushed on the arm was not my daughter. And it was one of her other friends. And of the two friends that were there, this is the one that I really didn't know so well. And apparently she was awake and scared.
Oh, my God.
No!
She didn't know that her dad leaves so early in the morning and just thought there was a weird man in the room touching her arm and was just frozen with fear.
Obviously your daughter had a conversation with her friend and they talked about it.
I think so, because the one that I do know was
how did you know she was awake and scared? And someone told someone that.
Well, I heard somebody go to the bathroom moments before I went in the room, so I just assumed that it was my daughter, but it was this girl. Ashley said that she was frightened because she didn't know who came into the room. The girl that I did know that I thought it was at the house last night, and I apologized to her, and she's like, oh, it wasn't me. So, you know, I feel like a douche. That's all. I mean, and I don't really even know this girl to apologize to her, so I'm just letting my daughter do it for me.
Wow.
I just hope it, I mean, she'll never come to the house again, but I just hope it kind of blows over.
Yeah. My favorite line of the morning, she was awake and she was scared.
Yeah. She thought there was an intruder.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who's this man standing over me touching my arm at 4 in the morning? Ah!
Okay, well, we all know and all agree it was an accident.
Oh my
you
God,
didn't
yes.
mean it.
No.
There was no agenda.
No.
No conscious agenda.
No, none at all. It was just being a loving dad, and I didn't realize that wasn't my kid.
Scared
that's
the
all.
Crap.
It was dark. It was dark. I just saw an arm, and I touched it.
You were being a loving daddy.
Yeah. No. Yes. No.
Zaddy.
No.
Zaddy.
Oh, my God. I was when he told me that this happened, I was like, wait, so she thought there was an intruder touching her, and she just laid there quiet? We got to work on her survival instincts.
Yeah.
She should have punched you
scared.
Or pushed you or something.
Can you imagine, though? She probably lay there the rest of the morning before everyone woke up. Like,
terrified.
Thinking, what the?
Yeah.
You wake people up for this.
Well,
someone touched me. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Can you imagine? Okay, so you go to stay at a girlfriend's house for, you know, for sleepover. You're in bed sleeping, whatever. And then this door opens in the dark, and slowly someone walks across the room, puts their hand on you, and caresses it. And then turns around and leaves. Do you feel like you're about to get killed?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we're all about to get killed, and I am screaming. Everyone's waking up. Like, this is not happening. No way.
Look, I always look out the window. I always look out the window before I leave for work, and I didn't see anything because they parked way behind the trees down the street.
Okay,
so I didn't know there was anyone there.
No. We're talking about her perspective.
Right.
What was she feeling? I mean,
oh, I'm sure she was petrified.
We're all about to die. Is what she's thinking.
Survival instincts of a chair.
Yeah,
I just can't with this. Like, just laid there.
She,
oh no.
But Gandhi, she was like a little baby bird in the corner, just trembling.
Bite. bite someone, do something. I don't know.
Man.
Well, I'm sorry. What if she had, scare anyone.
What? Well, okay, I have two questions. Number one, what if she had fought back?
That would have been. That'd be so kind of interesting.
Gandhi would have loved that.
I would have. I'd been proud.
Second of all,
yeah.
Your daughters are old enough. Their friends, especially your college-age daughter, mm-hmm. she has friends that would actually look at you as a big zaddy.
Ew, yeah. Can we not, please?
Oh, no, no.
But that is true.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no, I don't think it is.
That is true. No, that's something that that happens in real life. I've seen the movies. Absolutely.
No. I'm just weird to all of them. Please. No zaddy here.
That's accurate.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Some could be confused.
All right. Okay, I guess he wants to change the subject.
Yes, please.
Let's get back to connections. All right, connections. Okay. This is connections number... I'm trying my best. Connections number 93 from Gandhi. These four pieces of sound have something in
That's
common.
That's what she said.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Hey, how you doing?
And when I arrive at my destination, I am gonna kill Bill.
All right, let's go to line three, Kaylee. From Jersey City, New Jersey, right next to Hoboken, where I was this weekend. Hello, Kaylee.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning. All right, you heard those four pieces of sound. I'm going to make an assumption they're all from some sort of TV or movie or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's all I can give you. What do you think they have in common?
Are they all shows or movies that premiered on NBC?
No.
No, that's not it. I didn't... I heard a little NBC in there, but I don't think the rest of them had that going. But All right. Thank you,
well,
Kaylee.
Thank you.
No, thank you for being there for us. All right, line six is Carl. Carl, what do those four pieces of sound have in common?
Hi, family. I believe Hello. That they were all released in 2004.
Oh, no. The year. Oh. No. Okay. No. All right. Gandhi says no. All right. Thank you, Carl. And thank you for listening. Thanks for being part of our family. Paige on line 15. Hello, Paige.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. You're from Great Neck, Long Island?
I am.
Well, that's not far from where Scotty went into his daughter's dark bedroom and caressed her friend.
Caressed.
Not far.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yes. Those. Yeah,
Paige,
I'm going to give it to you one more time.
Bedrooms, okay?
Yeah, Zaddy.
Oh, my God.
All right, once again, these four pieces of sound have something in common. I'm going to play them for you.
That's
again,
what
Paige.
She said.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Hey, how you doing?
And when I arrive at my destination,
what do they have in common? Do you know, Paige?
They've all been made into memes.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, well. That's not it. Well, I mean, that may... I don't know, that could be it, but that's not the answer we were looking for. I mean, we've all been made into a meme, haven't we? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, Scotty,
we have a new meme for Scotty. Anyway, all right. Well, Paige, have the best day ever. Thank you for listening to us. Have a good week, too, okay?
Thanks, you too. Bye.
All right. We're going to keep banging away at this thing. You can call Diamond now at 800-242-0100 if you want. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Do we have that pulled up?
Yes.
Where is that? I don't see it.
Give me a second.
Oh, so we don't have it pulled up. You said you right heard here. Him say yes, didn't you?
It's always okay. It's always 3 seconds away.
Yeah. Gaslighting you.
Okay. All right. More gas than light. All right. Thank you, Scabby. Let's get into those three things. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he has still heard nothing back from Senator Mitch McConnell following requests for updates on his health. On Face the Nation, Beshear said while he wishes McConnell good health, the senator should address the public. Beshear also took aim at Senate Majority Leader John Thune, saying he has a duty to make sure that all of his senators do have the capacity to serve. The last update from McConnell came earlier this month when the senator said he had been discharged from a rehab center to continue his recovery at home. But we know everybody has been questioning the authenticity of any of this. The Memorandum of Understanding that was supposed to put a pause on fighting between the U.S. and Iran expires today. The deal was reached in June after high-level talks were mediated by Pakistan. There's little evidence that either side wants to extend the agreement. Both sides have accused the other of violating the terms of the deal numerous times. That deal was aimed to put a pause on fighting, reopen the Strait of Hormuz, lift a U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports, and end the war between Israel and Lebanon. Both the U.S. and Iran have said they are winning the war, and the ceasefire has had little impact. Traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil corridor, remains well below pre-war levels. And finally, how many of us actually take time out during the workday to go outside and get some fresh air or sunshine?
Not enough.
None of us here. Right.
Not one of us.
I'm going to do that right now. I'll be right back.
All right, bye. Well, a new survey shows that a lot of employees across the country never do. 56% admit they don't even step outside once during the workday. According to a poll of about 2,000 workers in the U.S., not only are they trapped inside all day, 85% are skipping their lunch break entirely. More than three quarters say that in an ideal world, they prefer to eat their lunch outside. 91% believe taking a lunch break is essential. And keep in mind, there are mental and emotional benefits to going outside, which many are missing out on, including that fresh air can reset focus and screen breaks can help with mental clarity. So if you can go outside during the day, get outside. It's so important.
Yeah.
And those are your three things.
What's your question about this, Nate?
What if you work in a submarine?
There's something to think about. Yeah, Gandhi, where's your answer to that one?
I think Nate asks stupid questions. I think the
Let's go.
I listen to it every morning, actually all day long on iHeartRadio.
Listen to me now. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections that limit who can contact teens, the content they can see, and the time they spend on the app. So learn more about teen accounts and Instagram's ongoing work to protect teens online at Instagram.com/teen accounts.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
To the floor and me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. Office is the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl.
Free!
Cause anytime you whine and catch it, the
select a pull it up, I put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the beat just take control.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as
yourself, get out of control.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. I don't need no money.
You want more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Maybe they just take control.
I don't need no money.
You want more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I give dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever.
Yeah.
Z100 Morning Show.
People are just gross.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Of course, we find delight in being grossed out by people. Danielle, you don't have to give the name of the restaurant.
No, I will not.
But it was over the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was this weekend. And I was there with my son and my nephews, who are small, right? I was sitting at the table, and I look down, and I go, "What's that under your feet, Spencer?" And he says, "I don't know." And I look down, and it was a dirty diaper that the people, yep, that somebody left on the ground. Now, I'm not touching it, obviously, and no one at the table's touching it. So I go over and I get somebody, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, we're so sorry. We're so sorry." I'm like, "It's fine." I'm like, "You didn't do it." They go and pick it up, and it was fully loaded.
Ew!
No! Oh my God.
You have to burn the restaurant down.
I don't know why I find it funny now. It was disgusting at the time.
Did you get a free meal?
I did not get a free meal. I probably could have if I asked for it, but I wasn't going to
eat there anymore.
But it wasn't their fault. It wasn't their fault. People are just disgusting. And they just shoved it underneath, like, the table so that nobody would see it.
Oh,
that's I'm gonna vomit.
Disgusting.
Mm. Okay, so when you have an opportunity to not be gross, go ahead and take that route, we say.
Please.
Ew. All right. But this was after you'd paid and ready to leave, right?
Oh, no. This is when we first sat down.
Oh, see, I would get up and leave.
What, you really?
Stayed?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, because it's absolutely.
Not, it's not their fault.
They didn't clean up enough.
Okay, the table.
They should be looking under that table. They should be checking for Cheerios and things like that. You know, okay. The kids are always throwing crap.
Yeah,
literally.
I mean, I guess you're right, but I didn't like. The table was clean, and everybody was very nice. The staff was very nice, so it was underneath the seat where Spencer, like, you know, you're sitting on a bench, like, you know, whatever, a booth. So it was like under the booth seat. Ugh. Yeah.
So it was hard to see. Shame on these people. Your kid craps in a diaper. Oh, let's throw it under the seat.
Seriously, that is just so rude and so disgusting. I do not understand people. I do not.
At least it was wrapped in a diaper. It wasn't on its own.
That would have been worse if it wasn't.
Do you know this, like, the whole thing signifies to me that somebody probably changed their child on that same bench.
Yep, on that bench.
Mm-hmm. And there was butt dust and God knows whatever else, and then the diaper went under.
And I'm sure they didn't wipe down the seat. They probably only wiped down the seat.
See, this is why you gotta leave the burner or something.
All right.
Let's talk about anything but this. All right, let's get back to your connections. No one's figured it out yet. I have a lot of calls here. I asked you a question in the Slack there, Nate. I'm waiting for an answer. There's three calls here or just one?
Just take two.
Can you just use a word?
We only have time for two.
Oh, we have time for two. All right, let's do that. I'll just go talk to Lizette on line 17. See if she's there. Hello, Lizette. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, good morning. Are you waking up?
Good morning.
Are you outside?
How are you all today?
Are you going outside as Gandhi has suggested we do today?
Yeah, in the swamp water. I live in Naples.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
It's hot.
All right. Okay, you got that going for you. Well, I know, but it's a paradise, you know, during the winter, so, you know, there's that.
It is.
All right. Okay, so let me give it to you one more time. This is Connections number 93.
That's what she said.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Hey. How you doing?
And when I arrive at my destination, I am gonna kill Bill.
Whoa, what a great film. All right, Lizette, what do those four pieces of sound have in common?
All taglines from their shows.
Well, yeah, but they are. They are. But that wasn't okay. Something even more.
No problem.
More focused. All right. Well, thank you. And thanks for listening to us, Lizette.
Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.
You too. Kelly, line 6. Oh, come on, Kelly. Let's put this thing to bed. I'm wondering how many people are actually going to figure this out. Hello, Kelly from Cleveland.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, four pieces of sound.
That's what she said.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Hey. How you doing?
And when I arrive at my destination, I am gonna kill Bill.
All right. From the mind and world of Gandhi, she says they have something in common. Do you know what it is?
I think all of those actors are from, like, the Massachusetts, Boston area.
That's right.
Yay! Good job!
Oh, come on, Gandhi. You thought mine was difficult last week? That was impossible.
Yo, please. There's nothing worse than there's no connection.
She's right.
And also, today is National Massachusetts Day, so people are celebrating. Some people know. Some people figured it out. Yay.
Thank you.
You got it. Now, how did you figure it out, Kelly? I want to know how you did it. Did you actually go online and do some cross-referencing and stuff? I mean, what did you do?
I did use the internet, but I knew Amy Poehler was from that area, so I thought maybe that could be it, and then I just double-checked the rest of them, and I figured it out.
Wow. Good job.
Good for you.
Okay. All right. You did it. I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you did it. You did it. Yep. What do you have for our friend Kelly?
Well, how about $500?
Whoa!
Yes!
Thank you!
Nice, reaction I wanted. Thanks to Top Dog Law, our favorite sponsor.
We love Top Dog Law.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. You have the best week ever. Hold on one second. And don't forget to go outside today. All right. So there you have it. Now, it's National Massachusetts Day. Is that what it is?
Who even knew it was a day? But it's a day. It celebrates the rich heritage of the Bay State. This special day honors Massachusetts' significant role in shaping American history and culture. So enjoy Massachusetts today.
You know what? A trip to Boston, that sounds nice. I would love to get back up there. I haven't been there in years. I love Boston.
Let's go. I love Boston.
Do you miss living there?
Sometimes. I do. I miss my friends there for sure. It's just easier. I mean, everything's easier than, you know, this area. This area is a tough place to live, but I love it here it too. Is. So.
All right. All right. Let's get back up there and have some chatter. Whatever it is. All right. So we have a phone tap coming up. It's a, we don't have anything to give away phone tap.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, so we're just going to.
So that's this week. So all week we're going to play phone taps, and they have no value whatsoever.
Correct.
I guess. Huh. So, all right. Then maybe it's a good phone tap. We'll find out next.
Elvis Duran.
Dear God, what's this woman doing?
And the morning show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through Post Run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
rejections when you felt so insecure. Tell me, why is it this way? Why you so hate to see women endure? Is it really my fault you all gave me a heart of your own accord? I don't really think so.
Duran phone tap.
All right, Garrett, your phone tap. What's it all about?
Well, Erica wanted to play a phone tap on her boyfriend, Bruno. Now, the couple has been dating for a couple of weeks now, but Erica's been getting texts from her ex. And Bruno, it doesn't sit well with him. So Erica's going to start the call to her boyfriend, Bruno, as she's at work, and I'm going to be playing the ex-boyfriend who pays a visit.
All right, let's listen to Garrett's phone tap.
Hello?
Hey, B.
What's up?
You're never going to guess who just showed up at work.
What are you talking about?
Christopher's here.
Your ex-boyfriend, Christopher?
Yeah. She showed up with, like, flowers and candy.
Are you kidding me right now? Is this a joke?
No, he's right here. He's next to me.
Let me talk to him right now.
What are you going to say?
Erica, let me talk to him right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Is this Christopher?
Yes. How did you know my name?
Because you've been texting my girlfriend for the past few weeks, dude. What the hell is your problem?
Oh, she's your girlfriend. Okay, well, we used to date, and I thought
yeah,
that...
Yeah, and she broke up with you, dude.
Right, but I was coming back over today with some delicious candies and flowers that she loves so much to show her how much I love her and that we should get back together.
Delete her number from your phone, dude.
I'm going to ask for you to step aside because I think she knows where her true love is right here.
Right now, you need to get the out of there. I've got friends that are like right around the corner from there, dude. All I have to do is make a text message and you're dead. You know that?
Okay. All
right. Out of there.
Well, yeah, let them come. I will kick them all right in the wiener because I know martial arts, boxing, I know MMA, taekwondo. So we'll do that. By the way, do you know what we did in her backseat?
I don't know. I don't care, dude. That was in the past.
Do you know what we did in the backseat?
Now. Dude, are you psycho? Just put her on the phone!
I don't know. You sound a little crazy right now, so I would be worried. I wouldn't want to stay with you if I was crazy like
you. You realize how psycho you are right now, showing up to your ex-girlfriend's job with candy and flowers? Get him out of there, please. Get him out of there. This is ridiculous.
I miss you so much.
Get him out of there right now.
I miss you and your body.
Like, listen, like, Bruno, like, you sing to me. Like, you never sing to me.
You're my boo.
You want me to sing to you?
I want to have sex with you.
But he's, like, so romantic.
Hey, Bruno.
I'm coming there right now, dude. I'm less than an hour away, and when we get there, we're going to have a little man-to-man talk, dude.
Bruno, my name's Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you got phone tapped.
Are you kidding me right now? All the guys at work are looking at me right now like I'm freaking crazy, Erica. Oh, my God.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections that limit who can contact teens, the content they can see, and the time they spend on the app. So learn more about teen accounts and Instagram's ongoing work to protect teens online at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Take a seat, right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing. Regardless of my objection, uh-oh. And it's not about my pride. I need you on my skin, just come over, pull me in, just. Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Stay up all night. Love me till the daylight. 30 sleep, but when I ride it, I'ma leave it open like a door, come inside it. Even though I'm with you, you can hit it like a side chick. Don't need no side, no. Got the neighbors yelling earthquake. 1.5 wanna make the best shake. But it's down heavy, even though it's lightweight. Yeah, you started at midnight. Go till the sunrise. Done at the same time. But I was counting the time when we got it for life. I know all your favorite spots. We could take it from the top. You're such a dream come true, true. Make up on the hits, no. Can you stay up all night? Love me till the daylight. Yeah, yeah. 30 for 35.
Elvis Duran.
Oh, hey.
100.
And the darkness, I would never leave. People, time is
stop, stop.
What are we doing?
Scary, stop it. You move like
an animal. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Yeah, you know, we're going to look back on that one day and just laugh and laugh and laugh. If you were here during that, you know exactly what that was. It's another one of those if-you-know-you-know moments, right?
Yeah.
On the show? Mm-hmm. That was us, by the way. And yes, that was Danielle's siren, which is so lovely.
I love it.
This time of morning. Hey, let's go around the room. Let's see what's on the minds of people in the room. And then after that, let's talk about a little excursion over to the Bahamas. What do you think?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes, please.
I like that.
The Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival at Baja Mar's on the way. I'll tell you on how you can join and be there for a couple of nights. Make it three nights at Baja Mar. Beautiful. All right. But first, around the room, Froggy, I want to start with you. What's on your mind today?
It never gets easier. My son came home Friday night from Scotland about 11 o'clock. We picked him up from the airport, spent all day Saturday with him, all day yesterday. He left for college again last night, his final year. And last night, man, I was down in the dumps. It never gets easier. Every time he leaves, I'm like, can you just stay longer? Like, when are you going to come home? I know you got to go live your life. I know you got to go do your own thing. But, man, I love him so much. He's my best friend in the whole world. And I miss him like crazy today. I know it'll get easier as the day goes on. But, man, I miss him.
Wow. So, I mean, he's at college now. So how far is that from where you are?
He's only two and a half hours from us. So I'll see him more. But, man, I just love having him around. He's just like, he's my best friend in the whole world. I love him so much.
But, you know, two and a half hours. Some people drive 2.5 hours for a donut. So you're really
good. So there you go.
I can drive that to see my kid.
Exactly. He's like your little donut. Well, I know. I saw the photos of you and Caden. It looks like you guys had a great time together. Let's see. Scary, what's on your mind today?
So the Mets acquired this pitcher, and it's a love him or hate him guy, and basically you might have seen him online. He's gone viral. His name is Jeffrey Yan. And when he gets a strikeout, he jumps up and down and does this crazy ass dance every time. Think about how many times you strike somebody out at the plate. Anyway, the point is, this dude is a spark plug for the Mets. I think he is just what the Mets need to get back on the right track. Now, I know other teams do not like this dude because he's pretty much celebrating when he strikes them out, but he'll never come to bat because pitchers don't hit.
And you don't get a fine for that, for doing that every time?
No, it's his thing. Okay. He's done it all throughout his career.
Well, you can get fined for your thing, but so there's no fine for doing that?
So far, he has not gotten fined, but all I know is he is making every opposing team so pissed off. Imagine the strikeout happens. The guy jumps up and down and does a crazy, overwhelming dance. You have to Google it and see it to believe it. But anyway, he does it every time, and I think this is what the Mets need. Because they've been doing a little bit better recently since they had it.
Well, Scary, you do that dance every time you have a good phone tap. Same thing.
Exactly. It's like a victory lap. A victory lap.
You did it until we started finding you. You did get fined. Hey, Gandhi, what's up with you today?
All right. So I noticed this for sure when I was in Europe, and then I follow a page about all things New York City, and they just posted a big, I don't want to call it a long diatribe, but they're on the same page. If you are at a place that is a memorial, a place where people have died, something sad happened, that is not the place to do TikTok dances and smile with your friends and take a bunch of pictures over and over again.
What did they show?
So they were talking about the World Trade Center and the reflecting pools over there and how it has become overrun with people doing dances taking pics over and over, like 17 different model poses. And they say, I understand that maybe this happened before you were born because it happened in 2001. However, thousands of people perished here. Stop doing that. Do not do that. And I noticed it all over Europe at different places. And I thought, wow, this is such an interesting, like, weirdly dystopian world that we are living in. Yeah. Arlington Cemetery. You don't do dances at these places.
No.
You can appreciate it. Take the photo if you have to, but don't.